For Johnny Mukwa, art is more than expression, it's survival. A moccasin maker and visual artist of Anishinaabe and Métis descent, Mukwa has spent the past 14 years in the Kootenays, creating pieces that reflect both the pain and resilience woven through indigenous identity. Now, one of those pieces is being featured in a national campaign by Tech Resources for the 2025 National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The painting, titled Aginji Bagwesi or The Leaf Counter, is a vivid 12 by 12 inch acrylic piece on birch board. It features the American golden finch, known in Anishinaabe culture as a spirit keeper of the language. The bird holds deep cultural meaning, Mukwa explains, symbolizing the importance of preserving and teaching indigenous languages as part of the broader journey toward truth and reconciliation. I was excited to contribute to this initiative, said Mukwa. I drew inspiration from my desire to see the Anishinaabemowin language survive colonization and thrive in the face of historical challenges. His work draws from the woodland art tradition, also known as medicine painting, and is deeply influenced by the teachings of renowned master artist Mark Anthony Jacobson. Mukwa sees art as a tool for both healing and cultural preservation. For me, art is a journey of self-discovery and healing, he says in Tech's published Spotlight. A means of seeking well-being and balance in a rapidly changing world, he shares. Through my creative expression, I aim to share my love and reverence for nature, as well as my passion for the stories and teachings of my Anishinaabe heritage. Tech commissioned the artwork as part of its Indigenous relations efforts around Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day, and the finished piece is featured in the company's advertising. While the national recognition is meaningful, Mukwa's focus remains local. He's currently hoping to show more of his work at the Nelson Cares Society office, continuing to build connections through art and dialogue. It's not just my story, it's our story, Mukwa says.